episode 54 of the Terrence Henry Experience. Just want to make sure that everybody out there is safe. Of course, wash your hands. Practice social distance. I hope all the family members as well. You're in my thoughts and my prayers to the loved ones out there. Just everybody, just be safe out there for the ones that I know and even people that I don't know. I hope everybody's doing well through these trying times, and this is the time that we'll all get through it. So for the last couple of weeks, I sat and I was contemplating what I was going to talk about. How was I feeling? I didn't want to be forceful and then talk about things and feel like I knew what I was talking about and just be forceful and rush. As I scrolled through my Instagram, I saw a lot of people with the lives on and a lot of people voicing their opinions about what's going on. But I don't really think indefinite. Nobody even has the answer. Not even me. I don't even have the answer. Some people say they have all the facts, but at the end of the day, we can all speculate like we all know what we're talking about, but we don't. I don't know so much forth with the media. What they're saying is true, it's not, but that's another opinion for another time. But I also, well, tonight I do want to talk about something. I want to talk about quarantining, and I want to talk about the time now in these past, because it's actually been a month of quarantining since it was, brought up. I know it was brought up to me about March 16th. I don't know when it went into full effect, but I know it's almost been close to a month about quarantining for some people. And to the workers that are not in quarantine that has to go out there and work, my prayers goes out to you, to all the police and firemen and mailmen and all the restaurant workers, all the nurses and doctors that are putting their foot in every day to make sure that we're safe. I just want to say I appreciate all the delivery workers, everybody that's doing their part right now through this trying time. I just want to say I really appreciate y'all throughout all of this. And that's sincerely felt from my heart. But for the ones that just are quarantining, I just want to say that a lot of people can't get their hair done. A lot of guys can't get their hair done, haircuts. Girls can't get their nails done. And this is the time now where as though you're actually being who you really are in some sense. Like, I'm sure you always been who you was, but now it's like you are who you are. Like, now you don't have the makeup. Now you don't have all the things that you to make up this believable person. Now you can be who you actually are. You know what I'm saying? And it's like you have no money to go anywhere to impress or buy. You just have to be who you are. This is the best time ever, I feel like, when we're going through this to really know who we really are as individuals. Because there's nothing else to do but to really know an individual through this time. And I was telling a good friend of mine, I'm glad that we're going through this because it's a humbling experience for all of us. I really think that the world was just moving too fast. I think that we just lost our tracks and wound up in the things that we thought was more important to us. And we didn't stop to look at what was in front of us. You know, of course, we're always in our phones and things like that. But now, when this is all over, we will all appreciate the things that's more important. Spending time with your family and going out and going places and doing things. And, you know, through this quarantine, I can honestly say that, you know, it's a time to learn your kids. Like, you know, the people that's working and coming and going, this is a time you can really amply spend. This is the time that you can really spend time with your kids and really get to know them and understand. And even if you're co-parenting and, you know, this parent is on this end and this parent is on that end. And if you're not one of them workers that have to be out there in the field, you know, try your best to like really split it in half or do what you can to make it work, to give each other time that's needed in this situation. Y'all can split the weeks, you know, and do it that way. And if they got virtual homework, you know, you can help them with that. I know I've been helping out with my daughter, and let me tell you, it's crazy. All right. Getting up 9 o'clock for a Zoom call is crazy. OK, all the little kids is on there. Their teachers is on there and you help them at work. But it also makes you feel good at the same time, because not only that, you're connecting and you're still having that bond with your child. So I always tell anybody right now in this time, you know, appreciate these times, appreciate the people you're around, appreciate appreciate all of this. You know, I mean, I know you may feel like you're not doing anything and this is all tiring and boring. Everybody's frustrated. But just sit back and just think about everything at this time while you still have it. You know, because time is important. And I always told people that time is very important and very valuable. Because right now, money is only spent for the things that is important, which is your rent, your gas, your electric, food, things of that nature. All the other stuff that you wanted to have fun with, you're saving it right now. You're saving your money, you know. So stack up and take the time out to really know yourself, know what you're doing, and know who you are. I tell you, this is the phase where people can know who they really are now. You know, you can know who you really are. In all of this, and that's the most important thing. I have a haircut in almost a month. I look crazy out here, but I don't care. You know, I don't care because I know at some point I will get my hair cut. But this is who I really am with no haircut. You know, and if you good ladies, if you don't have your hair done, that's who you are. And I know you're not keeping it tacky. But that's who you are, though, without all the perm and all that old fly shit. I mean, I know on Instagram, they'll give you like this false presentation, like women are fine with it. But for the ones that's not, yo, look at yourself in the mirror and like you tell yourself that you're beautiful. You know what I'm saying? You know, and the guys, you know, tell yourself like, yo, man, I'm like, I'm still cool without a cut. Don't matter. You know, a couple of friends had hit me up over this quarantine and I never felt people be so humble in my life. Like people are really understanding like what it is just to be themselves through all of this. I'm starting to see superstars and like people on Instagram like FaceTiming each other and doing challenges and battles and having humbling, you know, stuff about themselves. And it's like, yo, this is great. I love this humbling experience. This is what we really all needed at this time. Because the world was moving, it was really moving fast. The world has slowed up, you know. I know at some time people think, yo, it's getting rough. You have to apply for unemployment. Thank God that you can apply for unemployment, you know, and be able to get some initial income coming in. And things will get better. They always do. We have to go through a point where things are bad for it to become better. And I can honestly say through this time, I'm feeling like, yo, you know what? I know it's a lot going on right now, but we all truly are blessed. And just to see the transition through people's attitudes through all of this and come together, yo, I feel like that's dope. And at some point, we was all breaking away from each other. Some people may not see it, but I see it. I see it, and I'm just like, yeah. I'm getting phone calls, and I know people in quarantine, they probably bored, don't probably have nothing to do, didn't call everybody. So a couple people had called me and reached out, asked me how I'm making. Now I said, I'm chilling, I'm good, you know, and I'm doing well. You know, I hope everybody doing well. You know, check up on your families, you know, and, you know, any older people, you need to do that. Check up on them as well. I'm sure everybody know about that. And, you know, just be blessed to be here and know that when it's over, and when the world starts spinning a lot more faster again, don't ever forget this time, because this is a time to where as though, you know, you can reflect on a lot in your life and appreciate it, because that's all you have. And I tell people that this is all you have. You have yourself, you have your family, and that's the most important thing throughout all this. You know, it's funny how the world works, where the only thing you can spend money on is food, your electric, and that's it. Everything else just doesn't matter right now. Nothing, no clothes, no going out, none of that. It's all you, just all the stuff that you need, not what you want, but all the stuff that you need, you know, to survive and be thankful that you have it. Because somewhere along the line, it's a lot of people that don't do these trying times, you know, and a lot of people lost their jobs, and a lot of people may not go back to their jobs. And understand this. Once we get back on our feet, and for the ones that may not be able to get back to their jobs, just know that everything happens for a reason. Everything will get well, you know. And I tell people, it's the time to really exercise your true potential and what you want to do in life. It's the time to figure out what it is you want to do. You want to run your own business, Do you, you know, whatever it is that you want to do, now is the time to do it. Will I think that the world would ever be the same? People always say when we come out of this, the world will never be the same. When was the world ever the same? It evolved. I tell people the world evolved. It's called growth. When you go through a trying time, you go through a point where it's growing, you know, through a level of maturity. You know, the world has to be balanced. Of course, now people will take extra precaution in washing their hands. Not only will they take extra precaution in washing their hands, they'll think about a lot of things, you know, and prior to because of what happened. And that's a good thing, you know. I just think about that, you know. I hope, and I'm praying when we all go out and we be able to go out that and enjoy ourselves when this is all over, that we'll be able to not be on our phones as much and actually socialize with people. And actually we can respect one another. You know, when I look at life and I just see how it is, I'm like, wow, we really have a time where all we got to do is just respect one another, man. Like somebody tell me, you know, life is very simple. It's hard, but it's simple. It costs nothing for you to be nice to anybody or respect someone. What's with the aggression? Because right now there's no reason for nobody to be mad at nobody. We're all in this together. There's no reason for nobody to be mad at nobody at all. We're all stuck in the house. We're all trying to figure out things, and we're all trying to, you know, really be with family members and everything. So we're all in this together. And the world, I don't ever say it changes. I just feel as though it evolved. And I feel like we all evolved from this. We all will change from this, whether it be good or bad. We will evolve. I mean, evolve. And I would hope that through this, that most of us will evolve in something good and create and have a good character about yourself because of what we went through. Because I felt like when everything was normal at some point, and what I mean by that is when in, I ain't gonna say normal, when we was all just working and doing what we had to do, you know, some people didn't go, you know, a lot of people was okay in life, you know, everything was fine, but they forgot something along the way between work and coming home or whatever. Now that you slowed up, you're noticing stuff about your significant other, you're noticing stuff about your kids, you notice it. And I will hope that we all create a bond with the people that we're around during this quarantine, because it's important. I know a lot of people are worried or probably scared about what's going on, but you can't worry about things that's not in your control. Only thing you can do is eat healthy and pray. That's it. Wash your hands, wash your face, wash your body. That's it. It's the only thing you can do. And pray. That's it. And take care of yourself as much as you can. But we can't go around there trying to figure all this out, because you're going to drive yourself crazy. You know what I'm saying? Half the time I was like, I don't even have my TV on. You know, it was like, why even put it on? You know, you see the corona, and you seeing these people talk about it, and these scientists and all these analysts and what we need to do and all of this. And it was like, yo, what can I do as an individual besides just pray? If you want to help somebody on the street or do something, you can do that. You can do that as well. That's cool. There's nothing wrong with that. You can do that. But you're going to drive yourself crazy trying to figure all this out on all these news stations and things like that. There's no reason to. No reason at all. It's no reason. Okay? I understand people talking about these 5G towers and all like that. And all. I'm just like, look. I can write my book as much as I can. I don't know how many chapters I have in my book, but I can only write it as I go along. And one day these chapters will end. But as long as I know I write a good book towards the end, I did my deed. And I mean that by saying, I'm not saying I'm going anywhere anytime soon, but yo, take it day by day and take your time, whatever it is you're doing, and just be right. Be righteous, yo. That's it. Just be righteous. Because we all need it, you know. And then, fellas, if you see a woman and she don't have all that makeup on and all like that, yo, appreciate them times when she look like that, yo. Ladies, if you got a man that you with and he don't look his best, appreciate them times, yo. Come together throughout all of this. You know? Just come together. And these are the times where everybody should be coming together. Relationships, families. I'm talking about every type of, whatever relationship that you have with anybody, families, whatever. These are the times to come together through these trying times. All of it. I think we all kind of know that too as well. Even the ones that don't want to admit it, we know. Subconsciously, you know. You know. You literally know. You know. That's how I feel. I know people be like, yo, man, I miss going to the park. Isn't that crazy when people say they miss going to the park? Now people, yo, you better go to the park as much as you can. You better enjoy that outside and get that fresh air. You know what I'm saying? Take your kids out that house and get them off that Fortnite and all that. Outside, it's a beautiful thing now. People starting to realize that. They didn't realize it before, but guess what? They realize it now. It's funny how the littlest things that we take for granted just stripped away from us. And it's outside. It's outside. Not the money. Not none of that stuff. It's outside. And I know that people have been outside doing what they have to do. But I mean, just generally just doing things. And you have to be disconnected from people. And you can't be around nobody. Now look at us. Now we have to be apart from each other. So when we do get through this, I hope at some point on the other side of the coin that we all unite or unite now and really appreciate one another. I know people may feel like, oh, that sounds too good to be true, but why would it? It's simple. It's simple. I feel like everything should be a point of being on a positive note. Don't get me wrong, it's negative out there. I mean, still stuff going on in the city of Philly. People, things are still going, and that's fine. I'm not talking about them. At least my worries. But I'm talking to ones that do got sense. Just make it happen, yo. Let's come out of this strong, better than ever. And if you see somebody that's in need of help, help them. It don't have to be nothing big or crazy or... You know, it could be anything. It could just be a conversation on the phone, or it could be something where you know you have something, you a little up than the other. Just pull them up just a little bit, you know? It's nothing wrong with that. And I always tell people this. It always feels good when you help somebody. Always does. And for the ones that's stressing out there and going through it or whatever, I just want you to just take the time and just sit still and just think, yo. Don't overthink. Just think. Just decompress, reset the button, and just think things over. Don't try to panic. Because when you start panicking, you can't think and you can't get yourself together and things don't work. Now, I know this sounds too good to be true, but it's the truth. Because if you put yourself in a situation where as though you're all wound up in things, you're going to do something you regret. I don't know what it could be, but don't act off of emotions. And then regret what you did later on, whatever that is. Whether you're mad at somebody and you do something stupid, or whether, you know, your boss, maybe you doing the virtual thing, the Zoom thing, and your boss gets you mad, or you want one of your kids, just decompress. Just decompress, reset the button, and just chill. That's all you gotta do. Just do that. Just go in a quiet place. You know what I mean? Turn off the lights, whatever. Close your eyes. Take deep breaths. And just decompress, yo. The world is quiet right now. And one day it's going to wake back up. And when it does, I hope everybody learned something from it. That's all I wanted to tell everybody. I haven't done my podcast in almost a week. I know the last one I did was about what was going on with the virus and all that, but I'm at the point right now, whatever. I don't know the facts, the details, or nothing about what's going on. I'm not going to even act like I pretend like I even know, or I've seen some vital information or some maybe some facts about it, but it's like, I don't know. I could tell y'all anything. You know, Denzel had said something one time about journalism, and he said instead of everybody now, I'm probably a little wrong off of what he said, but maybe I remember a little vague, a little bit of it. But he was talking about how like everybody just wants to be first in the news. Everybody just wants to be first with information, but nobody wants to be right in it as long as it's first. I don't have no information to give y'all, and I'm not trying to be first in it, but I will speak the truth from my heart, and I always will, especially on my podcast, by the way. I will say something interesting. I did have a people that called, well, they either DM me or tell me that they want to do podcasts, and they value my opinion, and I appreciate them, and some of them have started. And I always just say, if I inspire you to do something, I know my job is being done. You know, will I ever get a million views or followers, whatever? I don't know. But guess what? This will always continue for me because it's something I love to do. And I need y'all to find out something there in your quarantine moment that you love to do and be passionate about it. You got more time than ever to do it. Now, I know for a fact everybody is not going to do it. But for the ones out there that's really passionate and that's really eager to start something, do it. Because there's a lot of great people out there right now that have books that haven't been read yet or haven't been written yet that people got great ideas about. The next invention is out there somewhere that people need to put out. I mean, it's so many amazing people out there that have great things that's going to come this way. So if this message ever hits y'all, start it now. Start it now. Because when everything gets back to normal, you will wish you would have had this time again. So now is time. Now is the time. Now is the time. Now is the time. Because I know for a fact when a lot of people, I don't know people's bills, but say if somebody get on unemployment and they're getting a, you know, a little bit more extra than what they're supposed to get, and they got time to like really just focus on things, now you're getting unemployment and now you'll be able to do something that you always wanted to do. I'm just saying for the ones that, you know, if unemployment, you know, fits your lifestyle, you can still do things. Now if you get unemployment enough and you just need to, you know, get back in the swing of things, then do it. But still also have the time out to do what you want to do. That's all I got to say to you guys. And always just remember to love yourself. Kiss your loved ones. Kiss your loved ones tonight. You know, family members, give them a call. Talk to them for a while. And always remember to love yourself. Peace.